Learning Masechtas Gittin, Daf Nuches Amud Aleph, and we're starting the last few words of Daf Nuches Amud Beis. Omar Rav, Ano Havoi B'Minyono DeBei Rebbe. It says in our Mishnah that the third takana of Sakrikim, Sakrikim started off, we said it's Mechei Bottle. Then we said that it's Mechei Kayim, but they have to give a revia, a quarter, but the halacha is that the Bailim, the original owner, could buy it back, and he's first whenever he wants. Then we said, Rebbe was a Shiva Bezdin, said after 12 months, for Yad HaSakrikim, the halacha is that whoever buys it first gets it, and the owner does not have any more first rights on it. So this is a Bezdin that Rebbe convened and made a new takana. So Rav says, Rav was a Talmud of Rebbe, Rav says, I know how voy b'minyan d'bei Rebbe. I was in that minion of the Bezdin when they made that takana. And they asked me my opinion first. When they went around the Bezdin asking everyone for their psak, they asked him first. And he was either a Beinini or the smallest of the Bezdin. What's pshat? Why to start with Rav? If there's a Bezdin that's sitting and donning mamonos money, or Tyrus and Tmeis and Tumois, Maschilim Ragodl. You ask the biggest person on the Bezdin, you ask his opinion first. But by Dini Nefashois, you start from the Kata, not from the Godl. What's the reason why Dini Nefashois is different? Because the Pasuk says, in Parashas Mesprotim, Loisana al Riv. And the Gemara Darshans on the Pasuk, Loisana al Riv, Riv means that Loisana al Rav. But don't go against the Rav of the Bezdin, the Muflosh of the Bezdin. And therefore, if it's Dina Fashis, if the one he passed this possible one Dina Fashis, so if the Gadol already paskins that it's Lesichayiv, no one could argue with him. So therefore, we don't start with the Gadol. That's the halacha in by Dina Fashis. But by Dina Mamanis, everything else, there's no Din Sana Ariv, according to this Mishnah, there's no Din Sana Ariv over there. Therefore, you start from the Gadol, Pashas, the covet of the Gadol. So the question is here, it was Mamanis take a shayla about Sakrikim. So why did you start with the Katan? Why did you start with Rav? Start with the Gadol. Start with Rebbe, who was the Gadol, presumably. I'm a Rav, Rebbe, Rav, Tei Rav, Hil, Rebbe, Rav, Alis. Shani minyono de bei Rebbe, de kula minyanayu, minatzad hava maschilim. That by the Bezna Rebbe, everything always started from minatzad, from the Katan, and not from the Gadol, even by Mamanis and Tyres and Tmeis. What's Pshat? So Rashi says Pshat is because they learned that the Pasuk of Islaisana al Riv is going, which Darshan, shouldn't be chalik on the Muflash of Bezdin, is going not dafka by Dinan Fashas, but by all Dinim, even though the rest of the Pasuk is definitely going by Dinan Fashas. The rest of the Pasuk says that when it comes to Dinan Fashas, you have to, if you want to give a guy Misa, you have to be win by two, at least two, not by one. And Mashenkin, to make him Zakai, it's enough with one. That's the Pasuk says. That's definitely Dinan Fashas. The rest of the Pasuk says, Laisi Acharam Lerois, Laisana Ariv, Lintois Acharam Lahata, is definitely talking about Dinan Fashas, the rest of it. But this line in the middle is going by everything. That's how Rashi learns. And that's why they always started Minatzad, because you can't argue ever on the Muflash of Bezdin. The Taftois argues on Rashi. Taftois is agreed inside. It says, Pirs Bekuntus, the Mukilah, Laisana Ariv, Bekol Dava, Vay Nira, Lemistavra, the Polygam, Assistant Sanhedrin. It's not Mistavra that he argued the whole Mishnah Sanhedrin. The IC that we brought over here, Elam Shema Nova, Shalaharis Atzu Gadol Yoisa. The reason why he did it Atzu Nova, Betzem, you could start from the Gadol by Dinim Mamanis. The reason why he started by the Katan is Rebbe didn't want to show that he's the biggest and start from him every time. And Atzu Nova, we know Rebbe was a huge Anov, so that's why he didn't start from him. Zot the Gemara Vaita, Va'oma Rabba Braid the Rava, V'Tamer of Hila Braid the Ravalis. Moshe Va'ad Rebbe. The reason why we bring this in is because we just mentioned Rebbe. So he said a man like this, from Moshe until Rebbe, Le'metzinu Torah u'gdula v'makim echad. He never found Torah and Gdula in one place. Torah means he's the Gadol b'Torah of the whole nation, and Gdula means, Rashi says it means Osher, he's very rich, but the Marashah already proves, and we'll show it soon, it means, Gdula means being the leader. It never had it that he was the leader of whole Klal Yisrael, and the biggest in Torah in Chol Klal Yisrael, besides from Moshe Rabbeinu, and then the next one was Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Even in between, if there was not Torah Gdula Makom Echad. V'reitimar V'loi, Ha'avi Yeshua. Well, Yeshua was the biggest God in learning, and he was the leader. And for the Gemara, Ha'avi Elazar. Elazar was around at that time, and Elazar was equal to Yeshua in learning. V'reit the Gemara, Elazar is Aaron HaKayin's son, who took him over as Kayin Gadol. V'reit the Gemara, Ha'avi Elazar. who was the Kohen Gadol, when after Shua died, he was the Kohen Gadol, he was the leader of the Klal Yisrael, and he was the biggest in Torah. So Mordechai says, no, have a Pinchas. Pinchas was alive then, and Pinchas was equal to him in Torah.
So it was his son.
It's his son, yeah. We'll say it one more time. Yeshua was the leader, he's Torah Gdula. After the Gemara, Elazar was there at the same time. Now, after Yeshua.
No, right.
So it says one person. That's it.
The,
it means that the Torah Gdula. Right. No, it's like this. May I say it clear? Moshe was the biggest in learning, the biggest. There was no equal to him. And the right, and the biggest in the manhig. Also, no equal. There's only one manhig. So in the end, there's no two things. So Mar's kasha is Yeshua, huh? It could be a son. So what can be a son? Yeah, in learning. So Frey Gemara, have a Yeshua, have a Loza. Have a Loza, have a Pinchas. He was equal in learning. Frey Gemara, have a Pinchas. Have his Kanim, there was a Kanim. Who does Kanim? So Rashi says there was a Kanim of Myrich Yomov after Yeshua. So they were also big in learning.
These Canaan were not the thing.
They took him a while. He asked the question. Pinchas said, "He lost." Good question. Okay, I could have said more stuff, but it could be all the more stuff. Who is the Canaan? Zok the mitzvah son is Asniel, Evtson, or Boyaz. Those were different Zakanim that were around, which are different shayftim were equal. Frank the Gemara have a Shaul. What about Shaul HaMelech? He was the leader and the biggest learning. Rashi brings down that he was very big in learning, even if he didn't pass like him, but Rashi's God with Tayyar Hava. And Frank the Gemara have a Shmuel. There was Shmuel. So right here, the Mashal has a Kasha. Why do we go that way? Who was first, Shmuel or Shaul? Shmuel was first. Why don't we say the Shmuel, and then we say, no, have a Shaul? So Mashal says, not telling Rick, telling Gedula. That Mashal answers that Shmuel wasn't the leader. He was not the leader like Shaul. Shaul was a melech. Shmuel wasn't a melech. That's Mashal answers. That's Mashal proves that the Var was not rich. The Var was being the leader. That's the Mashal learned. Mashal has a kasha. What about Shmuel? And that's what he answers. He says, the whole Gedula to come a nasi kamei Rebbe or a melech kamei Shaul or kohen gadol kamei Elaza. That's what Gemara means. But he was not the melech or the kohen gadol of Klal Yisrael. Shmuel died, and then Shaul HaMelech was alive another 2 years. I think around 2 years. So you see, at that time he was the biggest. It means all the years of his malchus, was he Torah Gdula Makamechad? No, he was not. The only one we had was Moshe and Tol Rebbe. Frank Gemara, have a David. David HaMelech was the biggest. No, have a Irai Iri. Irai Iri is around David's days. Irai Iri was David's Rebbe. So he was as big as him in learning. Frank Gemara, have a Nach Nafshe. Irai Iri died. Kula Shonik Ben Yirin, it's me all the years. There were some years David HaMelech was Torah Gdula Makamechad, but for all the years Iri was alive, was not. Have a Shleima. Have a Shleima. Hi, Shlomo HaMelech. Have a Shimon Megera. The Shimon Megera who was alive at the same time as Shlomo. Break him up a Katle, killed him. Kula Shani Kamiran. It was all the years. It means you don't need all the years, like we said already twice, yes.
He wasn't around when
Shlomo
HaMelech was.
No, he died before David. He died before David. That was Mark Kasha 4, right? He died before David. Break him up, have a Chizkia. There was Chizkia, wasn't Chizkia the biggest. Have a Shavna. There was Shavna was alive. Shavna was a big god of Torah. Ha Iktil, Maisi was killed. Kula Shani Kamiran, again, like I said, Kula Shani. Faith the Gemara of Hava Ezra, and for the Gemara of Hava Ezra, Hava Gemara, Hava Nechemi Chaya. The Nechemi was also alive at the same time as Ezra, and it was biggest as him in learning. So we proved it that from Moshe until Rabbeinu HaKadosh, there was no one who had Torah Gdula Makam Echad. Am Rav Acha Brei Derava. Afani Omer mi Mois Rabbi va'ad Rav Ashi loymet zinu Torah makam echad. I'll tell you now, from Rabbi until Rav Ashi, Ravina Rav Ashi are the ones who made the Gemara. So from Rabbi to, I'm just giving who, in context who he is in the history. So Rabbi ad Rav Ashi loymet zinu Torah makam echad. V'loy v'hava Huna Bar Nosson. There was Huna Bar Nosson. Shani Huna Bar Nosson, the make of Kaifel Rav Ashi. Huna Bar Nosson was make of Kaifi when he was under. The under Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi was Rosh Hashiva, and Huna Ben Osin was Kayif to him, and therefore he could not be considered the Gadol Hadar. Like upon him, that's what we have here the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Tayyar Gdula Makamecha, which means, according to the Rasha, not Oysher, it means Gedula, it means being the Manig, and there was no one from Moshe Rabbeinu until Rabbeinu Kosh, and then until Rav Ashi. Zok the Mishnah. We know that mid the Araisa, a Cherish and a Katan cannot do business because they're not considered a Bardas A katan is still a katan, and a cheresh is someone who is deaf and dumb. He can't talk, he can't hear, and therefore minat ha'ira, he's not considered a bar kinyan. But you should know that a cheresh a lot of times is not a shaita. He could have enough brains. Really, he's like a katan. He could do transactions, but he's not in halacha. He's not considered a bar das. So we're going to see in this Gemara that they made a takana that a cheresh and a katan could do business when it comes to metalklim. What's the reason? Because kedei chayav, they're not going to be able to live. The cheresh has to go buy food. He could be 25 years old. Yeah, you can't sell him food because he can't buy anything. So kedei chayav, we let him to buy food. Same thing selling. He wants to make a small business, make a lemonade stand. He wants to make a little money. If he can't sell, so therefore, he's not going to have kedei chayav. He has to be able to live. He's taking a living. So therefore, the takana under Rabbanan that a cheresh's kinyan works by metalklim upon him. By karka, it doesn't have to work because karka you can live without having transaction in real estate. Zok the Mishnah, Cheresh Roimez V'Nirmaz. He could do business by being Roimez and Nirmaz. Rashi says it means B'Yodov U'Baroisha. It means with his hands and his head. He makes different signs, and that's how he could communicate. So we don't know what's Roimez V'Nirmaz. Roimez means he buys with a remiza, and you can sell to him with a remiza. That's Nirmaz. Which means you can mouth the words with your mouth, which is less than remiza. It's less than that. And he says, you can even be koifetz v'nikbatz by metalthim, you can even be koifetz v'nikbatz by metalthim. He speaks about metalthim. Ha-pu'utois mechom mekach, or memkom memkom metalthim. Pu'utois means small children. There by them, the mekach is a mekach, and memkom is mekom metalthim by metalthim. So now we have here the first line about a cheresh. Omer Rav Nachman, machleikus b'metalthim. The whole machleikus is between Tanakama and Bebeseira, if you're allowed to do kaifetz v'nikbat, you could do a kimas v'sayim, which means you can mouth the words, if that's enough, is by machleikus b'metalthim. Al v'gittin divrei akoril b'remiza. By gittin, everyone holds that you need dafka remiza. You need to do remiza, which is a higher level. Zomar pshit, b'metalthim tan. Look at the Mishnah, it says b'metalthim. Now the tema af b'metaltlim, you would say maybe when it's metaltlim means even metaltlim. You would say, could you would say like this? Gittin, since he got married with kaifetz v'nikbat, so he got divorced that also. But metaltlim, which came to him, let's say from a yerusha, which really walks him to the raisa, maybe he can be do kaifetz v'nikbat. Kamashlon af metaltlim. That's what the Gemara means. Now the tema af metaltlim kamashlon. Know that when it says metaltlim means dafka metaltlim and not gittin. That's the chiddush of Nachman. Machloikas metaltim, we get to know the more kasha was. When it says metaltim, it says gittin. Teretz says no, maybe metaltim means even metaltim. Ikedam Rav Nachman, machloikas metaltim, machloikas gittin. They're both ways. It's very much metaltim tonight. It says metaltim. Ema af metaltim is also metaltim. So it means the Gemara says that metaltim sounds like dafka metaltim, not gittin. That was the Gemara. I said no, I could change that. Teretz the kasha. What do you mean? Maybe metaltim comes lafuki karka. Didn't you say that? That karka has no din that a cheresh do business with it. So maybe metaltim is going to fuki karka. He's going to fuki gittin. So they freak the rishash and the ramshit after this kasha. That the answer is pashut. The answer is that if he was trying to say dafka metaltim not karka, so the tarakama should have said it already. Roimiz is metaltim and not by karka. Even to say a chiddush, even roimiz and nirmas doesn't work by karka. Let it say there. Since it says on kaifetz, it sounds like it's din in kaifetz. So what's kamal lafuke? That's what we thought. It's kamal lafuke gittin. Because if it's kamal lafuke karka, it's even on the ratio. It's even on the tanakama. So that's why we knew that metaltim was coming to exclude something in the lesser level. Because it's mikvah. So tanakama, Rav Nachman first said, the first lashon said, that's kamal lafuke gittin. That gittin cannot be, even if you're b'mesera, because it's mikvah, it's not good. And lemaisa, the last second lashon holds, it does work by both. So I think more about it. Ha-pu'utois mecha memka mekach or memka mecha metaltim. Va'ad kama, until what age, which means in how low does it go, and how young could he be to do business? Mach v'rehud l'rav yitzabrei kibar shiz kibar sheva. 6 or 7 already could do business. Rav Kana Omar, kibar sheva kibar tamni, 7 or 8. Mestitaton, the bright says, kibar teisha kibar esa, either 9 or 10. V'loi pligi, there is no machlokes. Kol chad v'chad l'fi churfei. You have to judge every person to see how smart he is. You want to let the child do business, you have to test him to see if he's ready for it. And some of the achrayim speak out that zmashma, that 11 already, 11 years old, you don't have to test him anymore. You can assume he is smart enough and he has the rabban and digadin of pu'utois. That's pashut. It's only until 11 where you have to test, and it goes, the merchak is from 6 to 10, if he's l'fi churfei, if he's smart enough to do transactions. The reason is because of kedei chayev, in order to be able to have a livelihood and to live. Zok the Rosh, it brings that from a Gemara, that since it's Gechayav, this is only if there's no apotropis. But if there's a trustee over the Ketanim's properties, he cannot do business because he has apotropis to help him out. It's only when it's Gechayav, it's special to Kana Gechayav. But if he has apotropis, there's no Gechayav. That's what it says in the Rosh, B'Shem HaGemara. Zogti Gemara Vayta. Now we mentioned this Mandi Omar. Of Rabbi Yaakov. So we're going to say now, Rabbi Yaakov should say Ketechayev. We're going to say other members that have no shaykhs to our Mishnah from Rabbi Yaakov. Vayomer, it says in the Pasuk. This Pasuk is by Yehu, that he wanted to kill all the Oivdei Habal, the ones that are very Zoro. So how did he get them together, and he wanted them to be recognizable to the henchmen? So it says, Vayomer l'asher ala maltecho, hoitzei levush l'chol Oivdei Habal, bring out specific clothing for the Ovdei Habaal, and he brought them out, and they put on these special clothing, and that's how they were recognizable, who is the Ovdei Habaal. So what's the Maltecha? He told the Maltecha, bring out clothing. What's a Maltecha mean? It means someone who's busy with clothing, who has that, what do you see down in the word? It's referring to flex, which is something that you roll in your hands, and that's how it gets stretched out and turned into threads. That's why it's called Maltecha, because it's Ndava Nimlal V'Nimtach. And we'll bring another idea to show that the words Maltecha or Malmula mean a flax. He said over that Shigaloi Benayim Ben Noinim L'Rebbe, Benayim Ben Noinim sent to Rebbe certain clothing made out of Pishtam, made out of linen, and it was such fine linen that he was able to roll it up. It was a full-length suit, and he rolled it up into a tiny ball. And the four types of materials were, they're all made out of linen, is Sivni, Vechoymes, Salsla, and Malmula. Sivni, Vechoymes, the clothing made out of the material Sivni, Vechoymes, he rolled into Kamguza, Palgidamguza, like a walnut and a half. That's how much, it was rolled up in such a small amount. A picture of a walnut, a tiny thing. Salsla, Malmula, Kipistika upagi pistika. I think that means like acorns. He rolled it into the size of small acorns, or acorn and a half. So what was showing me how fine the clothing were, that you could full length, but when you roll it up into a ball, it was mamish tiny. Now we brought this in for this. My malmula. Why is it called malmula? Dava nimlav nimtach. It's rolled in your hands and it gets stretched out and turned into threads. V'ta'usan ad kama. Back to the putois. Putois allowed to do transactions. Time led the transaction. Ad kama. What's the mistake? When we judge the mistakes, what's called the mistake and when is a bottle? Omrav Yenu Ramazera, ad shetoska gadol. It's exactly like a gadol. Din vayinah is that if you charge less than a sixth more, it's kayam. Exactly a sixth, the halacha is you give back the money. It's kaina, but you give back the money. Vayinah. More than a shetos is bottle mekach. More than a sixth. You overcharge more than a sixth, the mekach is bottle. Same thing by cotton. It's not different. Baya baya. We finished saying now that Kedei Chayav is the reason why we let them do transactions. Could they give him a matana? Baya baya, matana samai. Rav Yehi ma'amah, ain't matana samatana, it's not a matana. Ma'am Rav Ashi, matana samatana is a matana. What's the shayla? Is the matana considered Kedei Chayav? Like we have before on Daf Nunam Abayz, a shayla, if matana, that if someone gives matana, probably got something back before that. So it's more like a mecher. So therefore, it's Kedei Chayav. Or it's tam matana. So it's machlaikis, matana works of a cotton. So Ma'am Rav Ashi, he said that it's matana. Now, Afchuav Shadru LeKamei Rav Mardchai. They sent this question to Rav Mardchai, and they said that Mar Barav Ashi was the one who said Ei Matana Matana. They switched around by mistake. Now, Rav Mardchai was a big Talmud or Rav Ashi, like we had in Masechta Soita. It said when a Talmud walks a Rav out, is Milav him. It says Ein Loishir. It says Rav Mardchai Alvei the Rav Ashi. So you see, Rav Mardchai was a Talmud or Rav Ashi. So they turned it around, and Mar Barav Ashi is the one that said, Ei Matana Matana. And he said to Rav Mardchai, Amalei, Zilu Amalei Bar Mar, go tell my Rebbe's son that Lav Hachiav, if there wasn't a story like this, Kavakoy Mar, when Rav Ashi was standing, Chad Karia Ara, 1 foot on the ground, Chad Karia Adarga, 1 foot on the steps, but Mar Nilei, we asked him, Matana Say Mai, was like Matana Amalei, and Matana Say Matana. So why is his son saying something else? And he said, "Matana is matana eches matan shchimira, eches matan bari, eches matan maruba, a big matana, eches matan maletas." It all works. So why are you saying the wrong thing? Amaisa, we have the right. We knew that the right thing. The Rav Ashi takes it like his father, but since they switched it around, he didn't know that. He's telling him, "Lachayra here, your father said that even by matana, there's kedei chayav, and it does work, and it's matana soy matana."